For 39 years, Apple Pregnancy Care Center in Eau Claire has sought to aid problem pregnancies with love and encouragement. That's what Apple stands for. Their biggest annual fundraiser is the Walk for Life, traditionally held at Owen Park in Eau Claire. But this year, they're holding a virtual Walk for Life. You can participate September 19th through 26th. Learn more at their website, friendsofapple.org. That's friendsofapple.org. Their Pregnancy Care Center Director, Melinda Gardner, has guided the organization through almost four decades. She's the longest-serving Pregnancy Care Center Director in the country. And we caught up with her, and we'll talk with her next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Welcome. We begin with Melinda Gardner, Director of Apple Pregnancy Care Center in Eau Claire. So, Melinda, you've had the Walk for Life for many, many years in Eau Claire, but never quite like this year, the virtual Walk for Life.
No, it's been quite an adventure trying to figure out how to do this the right way. And we know people love to come to our walk, and it's a party in the park where we see old friends and we're encouraged and supported. And it's going to be really different this year, for sure.
Tell me about exactly how this is going to work, because I know Fierce Freedom, similarly, and it sounds like some of the folks over there, you've chatted with them. I mean, they didn't have their walk run event in July at Carson Park. Instead, it was virtual. And similarly, this year, it's a virtual Walk for Life from September 19th through 26th for Apple. How does it work?
Well, what we're doing is asking people to walk on their own. We've got a lot of fun ideas to make it, just different for your family or your friends or whoever's going to do it. We have got some great ideas on our website and in our brochure on how do you do this with the people that are sort of in your bubble. And you can still walk on Saturday on the trail, certainly. But you also don't have to walk as far, or you can do it a couple different times, a couple different ways. You know what? We tell people to wear an old Apple Roll or Walk for Life shirt, if you have them, and to celebrate 39 years with us by doing something that has something to do with that. For example, walk 39 blocks, or one of our board members suggested that when you get to the end of the block, that you flip a coin, and if it's heads, you go right, tails, you go left. I mean, do something fun, but also pray for our pregnancy center as you're doing that, and talk about why you're doing that with the people that you're with. Because we think that's, a really good, important thing right now.
You've been involved with Apple for a long time. In fact, at 39 years for the pregnancy center and for yourself, you're the only director they've ever had. We long ago found out from reliable sources you were the longest serving director in the country, and you've just continued with those years. You're the Cal Ripken Jr. of Pregnancy Care Center directorship, I guess.
I guess I am. You know what? My dad was a pastor and a seminary professor, and I watched my parents in ministry my whole life, and it seemed to be the right fit for me. I didn't apply for this job, Mark. I was asked to be the director after the first training with the people from CareNet who came to Eau Claire to train us, and really watched God's hand in all of that. I was young and a new mom and had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I sure am thankful that I said yes. And we've had an amazing ministry in this community that's grown from one little tiny room to four counseling rooms and six or seven rooms full of furniture and baby items that we offer to our clients. And it has grown from just me on staff with a bunch of volunteers to volunteers plus four other staff people.
And I know, just like you have in the past, you don't do it alone, no question. But I mean, it's endurance and perseverance and riding through high highs and low lows, right?
That's really true. There are some days when you have to just really go, okay, Lord, how do I give this one to you? Mm-hmm. Because we've seen some really difficult, sad things happen to some of the people that we work with. But we also know that this ministry really literally changes lives mm-hmm. and saves lives. I was at a church once a couple of years ago, and after I spoke, a young woman came up to me and said, "I'm one of the babies you saved."
Mm.
That's a pretty high, high.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, we had a long, really lovely talk about what that was, and I remember who her mom was. And her mom chose to carry her when she wasn't really going to do that. And so that's a pretty amazing thing that happens. And it happens to us, you know, a lot of different things. A lot of things like that happen. I was out, my daughter and her friend came up from Tennessee, and we were out this week. And we're in Sam's Club, and I heard my name. And it, that kind of stuff happens a lot, where somebody says, "Hey, do you remember me?" And it's really sweet.
Yeah, boy, that's fantastic. You're kind of the life woman. I mean, here in the Chippewa Valley, I mean, you've been, I know you've talked on sexual responsibility for teens, but in general, I mean, just kind of representing life. People have said over the years that, and I've agreed with this for many years, that and the whole issue of abortion, this controversial issue for decades in America, like Jesus is there in the pregnancy care center movement, don't you think?
Right, I absolutely do. We couldn't, you know, we know when we get to watch God do amazing stuff every day where he provides for us in ways that we don't even see until after the fact something happens. And so we get to watch that, and we get to watch people walk in our center and feel safe and cared for and loved in ways that they don't always. Single moms in particular, you know what, they're really looked down on in our society, and they need our encouragement and our support. And so how do we do that and break the cycles?
Absolutely. Well, you've got some wonderful services you provide, and I'll talk about those, but I know you don't do it alone, and anybody who thinks you do, they're mistaken. So
that's
talk about
sure.
the team immediately, I guess, the paid staff, and then certainly some great volunteers that help make up Apple today, right?
Right, and a board of directors
uh-huh.
that makes decisions and puts on our events and all of those kinds of things, and people who pray for us, and people who walk in every day with arms full of baby clothes or diapers. I had a client in the front office once when a church person walked in carrying a whole lot of diapers from a specific church in town. And the young woman said to me after they left, "Why are they doing that?" Because that was so far out of her realm of possibility. And I said, "That's what the church looks like."
Mm-hmm.
So that's the truth. You
yeah.
know, we have an amazing group of people who love and support us. And that's what the walk's all about is, you know what, people are going to walk for us and raise money and ask people to support our center so that we can keep doing what we do.
Yeah. And again, the services at Apple Pregnancy Care Center in Eau Claire, Apple, we've said it many times over the years, an acronym for aiding problem pregnancies with love and encouragement, but free and confidential services ranging from pregnancy testing to confidential peer counseling to support for family members, referrals to many services, all the way to even post-abortion support. But the Earn While You Learn program has continued to develop over the years, and that wasn't always there, but I know you guys have been really excited about that.
Yeah, we love that because we get to see people every week who come in, and they get to pick what they want to learn about. You know, is it pregnancy? Is it childbirth? Is it finances? Being a good dad, guys come to our center as well. There's so many things that they can learn from, and they get points to buy cribs and car seats and diapers and baby clothes. And we have girls who say, "I never bought a pack of diapers for my baby because of you guys."
Yeah,
because they earned them, and it gives them the mentoring and support that they need, but it also rewards them and gives them an understanding that you earned this.
Yeah.
It's not a handout.
No, it's empowerment is what it is. It's empowerment.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Because they're not victims. Let's teach them, you know, how to do this so that you can provide for your family in a good way.
So obviously, Apple Pregnancy Care Center doing great work. It's bringing grace and help and hope to those who are caught in an unplanned pregnancy of varying ages, the young to older. And again, the bottom line is the virtual Walk for Life. It's not just one Saturday in September this year. It's September 19th to the 26th. But I'm going to refer you to the website because I'm looking at it right now, friendsofapple.org, friendsofapple.org. And you click on, when you get there, click on 2020 Walk for Life. And I'm sure you've seen that. It's really cool, Melinda, where you guys have you're shooting for 35,000. And it right away, it tells us you've already raised 20,000, but you got another basically 28,000 to go. And 44, it's really cool the way it's laid out there. So
yeah, well, when you sign up, when you register online to do it, it will give you your own little website and way to connect with people on social media. So
okay.
You can put it out there. So, and you can also have people give to you that way, and you don't have to collect it. It just ends up in Apple's account, and that's pretty wonderful, too.
Hmm. So, again, we're asking folks, particularly in the Chippewa Valley, but even beyond that, would you consider checking out this website? Well, what do you say? What's the best way for radio listeners here on this Sunday on either WWIB or WOGO for them to get involved? Because what you said there, obviously using social media to garner your pledges, right?
That's right. That's right. The friendsofapple.org website with Ministry Sync makes it really easy to do. And so if you're thinking, you know what, I'd like to support the center, I can't come to Eau Claire to walk, but I can walk around my neighborhood and let people know what I'm doing. And we tell you, you know what, make a chalk drawing outside your house or, you know, do something to let people know what you're doing it for and why. And it's about supporting and caring for the single parents and just families in our community who really, really need help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
great way to do it. If you just go on that website, you'll have everything you need to know how to do it.
All right. So again, friendsofapple.org, friendsofapple.org. And if I go there, what do I want to click on to get signed up then?
You do participate and that gets you to what's your name and all that kind of stuff. And that'll set you up with your own thing. And you know what? It also gives you a chance to put the information in that says, here's
gotcha.
Why I'm doing this.
Okay. So, yeah, you click on 2020 Walk for Life, and then, yeah, it's very big, and then you click on participate, and then you go from there. And so that's the way, and then you put the word out to your friend. And again, let's face it, it's kind of awkward. In the old days, right, you're using the phone or something to try to call, but
right.
Now it's you can send messages, send invitations, and it's very user-friendly.
Exactly. Exactly. You can also give to somebody who's already signed up if you'd rather do it that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, pick somebody. The Jeffries family and Claire and Glenn Wilson are they do a really, really good job at supporting this ministry. And so if you want to just like hop on board somebody else's and just do a donation that way, you certainly can do that as well.
Yeah, exactly. They say great prizes for the top three fundraisers. And for many years, Alice Myers was your top fundraiser for sure. But now you go to friendsofapple.org, click on the 2020 Walk for Life, and then you can see who's participate or maybe you want to give. And so either of those would be fantastic, and we encourage people to do that. So,
absolutely.
Well, hopefully we can clear by COVID and then have a really big blowout a year from now for the 40th anniversary, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, or even, I mean, we'd love to do some kind of a big event in the spring that's a 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Because May 1st is our 40th birthday.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens. I hate to think about the fact that we couldn't get together in person at that point, but
absolutely. Melinda, thank you so much. Again, we can't strongly enough urge people, go check out friendsofapple.org, friendsofapple.org. Click on the 2020 Walk for Life, and then hopefully choose participate. But if not that, click on the give button. So, again, congratulations on 39 years of excellent leadership. It's unbelievable. And we're so thrilled that you're one of our treasures here in the Chippewa Valley.
Well, we appreciate it so much. Thank you, Mark, for all your support and for WWIB as well.
Thank you to Melinda Gardner, longest-serving Pregnancy Care Center Director in the country. This year, their Walk for Life goes virtual. The virtual Walk for Life, September 19th to the 26th. Learn more at friendsofapple.org, friendsofapple.org, how you can participate or at least give, friendsofapple.org. The preceding public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Check out our podcast at WWIB.com. Thanks for listening.